couple of miles away, the search party had already started looking for Joe in an area of High Cross where he'd gone missing before. Of course, they didn't realise that Joe was on the other side of town.
Joe!
Joe!
Came the shouts of the crowd. It was very dark now and the temperature was dropping rapidly.
It's much too cold for anyone to survive out here overnight,
said one of the worried members of the search party.
Don't be so negative,
said another. After a while, Mrs. Jackson and Eve joined the search party. They had decided not to tell Mr. Jackson.
There's no need to worry him yet,
thought Eve.
We'll find him soon.
After an unsuccessful hour, however, the group was ready to abandon the search.
It's too dark to see anything,
said one of the searchers.
Oh, we have to call the police.
It was at this moment that another member of the group remembered something.
There was an unexploded bomb disposal over by the railway bridge earlier today,
he told Joe's mum. Mrs. Jackson took a deep breath, trying not to panic.
Don't worry,
Eve told her in a soothing tone, trying to keep her calm.
He won't be there. The bomb disposal unit will have checked for people in the area.
Mrs. Jackson nodded, though she didn't look convinced.
We'll go and have a look,
came a shout from the crowd.
You go home and wait by the phone.
A tired Mrs. Jackson agreed, heading back to her house with Eve, whilst the rest of the group headed over to the site of the earlier controlled explosion.
Look at this,
said David, one of the members of the search party, as he looked down at the cordoned-off hole in the ground.
It's enormous.
Slowly, the search party inched closer to the hole, peering down into its depths.
Some of us are going to have to go down there,
David continued.
Do we have enough torches?
Yeah, we do,
came a response from the crowd.
We have plenty.
OK,
said David, turning to the rest of the group.
Are there any volunteers willing to come into the hole with me?
The people of High Cross were always very proud of their role as helpful members of the community, and, as a result, it didn't take long for six people to volunteer.
Okay,
said David.
Let's go down and have a look. The rest of you stay here, and if we aren't back within an hour, call the police and the fire brigade.
The others nodded, exchanging apprehensive looks. With that, the seven brave volunteers made their way, slowly and carefully, into the hole.
There's a passage here,
David said to the others, once they were all down.
Let's go and have a look.
After making sure everyone had a torch, David led the way into the dark passage that Joe had only recently entered himself.